At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome in. A Victory Monday, Reaction Monday, as the Texans get an enormous win on the road in Indianapolis. We want to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Tyler will have the phone lines open for you, 713-572-4610. We're seeing what the formula is. We're seeing how the Texans, and I think I would argue, Clint, Sunday was on full display exactly the way D'Amico wants to see this. It was the most complimentary level of football that I think we've really seen with CJ at the helm at quarterback. Do you believe this is a formula in which the Texans can get to a place they've never been before? And we understand they have never been to the AFC Championship game. Do you out there believe this is a formula in which they can get to a space they've never been before? 713-572-4610. Phone lines open. Tyler, get to you. Is it me too? Did you see the formula becoming very, very clear, especially with CJ in, you know, more, much higher ceiling to make some of the plays that maybe Davis wouldn't? Do you think this is a formula that the Texans can get through the AFC with?
Oh, I think it's a formula that you can get through the SEC with.
AFC, yeah.
I'm sorry, the AFC with. Now, the key is, can you plug in the right digits to make the formula make sense? I mean, that's ultimately
every week.
Can you solve the formula? Can you it equals over here the great defense, you know, ball control offense, death by a thousand cuts, whatever. Stay ahead of the chains. We know what the formula equals. Can you plug in all the pieces on this other side of the equation to make it make sense? That's the question, right? You know, I like the formula. I like how this thing's coming together. We will see if C.J. Stroud can commit to that formula and play, you know, well in that formula. We'll see. I think talent wise, I know he can. You know, but there's still almost like an uncomfortable kind of fit right there with him, whether it's, you know, a mental block, or it's just he knowingly going, no, I want to be more aggressive, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. You know, it all depends on C.J. Stroud, and how good he gets will determine how deep in his playoffs you can make it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think clearly this can work and get there, especially, and I said it earlier in the show, I don't know if the formula that the Texans bring to the table is something that I think could work potentially, Clint, three times on the road, which is what they're looking at right now if they were to make the playoffs. But when I look at the field that they're facing and the teams that they could run into, I definitely think that this is a formula that can work. And I think that's the biggest difference, right? Like, right now, if you look at the teams that are the four division leaders right now, like, except for Lamar, I don't think any of them you look at, even with how CJ has played, that you look at and say, man, they're in a different class than CJ. Right? Like, like Drake May is having a hell of a year. I don't think right now, year two, you look at Drake and say different class. Trevor Lawrence, I don't think you look at him and say different class. Bo Nix, I don't think you look at him and say different class right now. Right? Like, so, you look at it and it's not like, boy, that's something huge that you have to overcome. And I think they can do this thing with their defense and then their offense complement them like they did. The amount of plays that the Colts had to see yesterday, and I think it was same in the first half of what the Bills had to see the week before, that is a recipe, for them to be able to get where they want to get.
I don't think there is an offense in football that the Houston Texans defense can't frustrate, overwhelm, force into making some poor decisions, force to get outside their identity, and ultimately, force them to struggle. And I don't believe that there is a defensive unit in football that can force the Texans right now. I say in football. There's one in football, but I'm talking about the AFC, kind of the path you're talking about.
Yep.
I don't know that there is a defense in the AFC in football that can overwhelm, frustrate, confuse C.J. Stroud in this offense enough to overcome what our defense is capable of doing. That's where I'm at. I mean, if the Houston Texans offense can be if they can just be solid and not be overwhelmed and not get out over their skis and not try to do too much, if they can just stay right there in their lane, which I don't know that there's any defenses in the AFC that can force them out of their lane. They're the only ones that'll do it, right? And I think that is a combination that can go a long way.
Yeah. 713-572-4610. Do you believe this is a formula that the Texans can get to a place they've never been before, AFC championship game? Andy, kick us off. Andy, do you believe this is a formula that they can win three games in a row to get to a Super Bowl with?
I think it's possible. I'm going to ask you guys to, you get your comments on a couple of things I think CJ needs to work on that it's frustrating for me to watch him do it. Step up in the pocket, man. You see that end pressure coming? He backed up a number of times right into it. I'm yelling at the team, step up. It's wide open in front of you. Step up and then make a decision. It seems like you see the field's also wide open 5 to 10 yards in front of him, and he's still trying to pick a, and a receiver out. Run a few yards, man. I know we like these guys that come out of college that are athletic to become pocket passers, but he's got some talent with his wheels, and he needs to use them, especially as we get into crunch time. And he's been off for, 4 or 5 weeks, right? So his legs should be fresh. His head should be fresh. He should have learned a lot from watching Mills. At one point in the game, I was like, man, Mills,
No, you didn't, Andy. Stop this, Andy. Stop, Andy, stop it. Don't you do it. Stop.
I am.
Andy.
I stopped myself.
I'm about to say, okay, all right. You stopped yourself. Okay.
But I love that he's back. I'm awful. He's our franchise. He's the future. But, man, just step up. Throw that little, 5-yard shot like Brady would do when nobody's open, or run 5 yards, get us in great shape for second down, and stop backing up into the rushing defensive ends.
All right, I appreciate the call, Andy. Look, and we'll do coming up here in just a bit. We'll do CJ Stroud's grade for yesterday. But listen, I know there are some things that can be frustrating, Andy stepping up in the pocket, some of that, but I think also when you say he's been off for 4 weeks, he's been off for 4 weeks, right? And there was some seeing live bullets for the first time in over a month may have had something to do with it. But still, Clint, I think we saw there's a play that was made that he's the only one that's a quarterback on the roster that's going to make the play. And I understand those sacks because I can remember in my mind a stunt that he walked right into a sack. But CJ's going to probably get a couple of plays like that because he's going to try to extend plays a little bit more than Davis, right? I still thought he helped his offensive line some in the game by getting rid of the ball. But I don't know, man. I know there can be some frustrating things, but I do think, Clint, I mean, you're off for about 4 weeks. That may play a part in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, all the context matters. I mean, being off as long as he was, being out as long as he was, I thought he was tremendous relative to that, right? I thought he did a hell of a job. I mean, especially came out of the gate, 13-play drive. And you know, you can go back and look at that where there's a couple of throws maybe could have went different. But for the most part, it was really, really good, all things considered. And so, yeah, I don't. I mean, look, we can talk about what C.J. Stroud needs to do moving forward. I'm open to even having a conversation about, you know, the Davis Mills, C.J. Stroud, as long as it doesn't revolve around Davis Mills playing. Like, let's just compare. Like, what is it Davis Mills does well that C.J. maybe needs to do a little bit earlier? I mean, do a little bit better. I'm open to some of those things now that we've seen them both in this offense. But yeah, I thought C.J. was great relative to. Having not played in a month and playing that defense going to give you multiple different looks and things of that nature. I thought he was really good.
Dave, jump in. Do you think this is the formula the Texans can win three games and get to a Super Bowl with?
Yes, yes, yes. The Baltimore Ravens won a world championship with a great defense and a lights out defense with a solid running game. And I say yes, yes, yes.
All right, appreciate the call. Great. I don't know that they're quite the Ravens defense from then, but in this field, they are like that. And as I said earlier, if you do something great in this field, you've got a real chance. And I think they are absolutely, as you said, they are any team that they play offensively is not going to play at their best. They're not going to play at their best. And, you know, now to a point that you made that maybe we got to talk about a little bit is I don't know that I love the race to 20, and let's just stop at the race to 20, which we've seen last week, because I don't know about you. I watched both games, the Bills and the Colts game against their offense, their defenses, and I felt like the Texans could score 30 at certain points of the game. And they end up with 20 and really 23 against the Bills, but the defense gave them.
17 games this year. I bet you there's six or seven where we look at each other and go, boy, I think the Texans could have scored 30 plus.
Yeah.
Right? And the point, my point that I'm making is that's never the plan. With D'Amico or Nick Cayley or Nick Caserio. No. That's never the plan. It's let's do enough. Let's kind of in real time during the game, let's kind of evaluate what's going on. Our defense is locking this offense up. Their quarterback can't move. He's not seeing the field well. Hey, y'all, let's be conservative and kick this field goal. Hey, y'all, let's be conservative here and punt. Hey, y'all, let's be conservative here and run two quarterback sneaks instead of, you know, spreading this thing out and taking the risk of maybe getting a sack, but also throwing a touchdown or getting a first down and chewing up more of the clock, right? 4-point game, they are really, really comfortable in, boys. They're really, really comfortable in. And I think that's going to take points off the board for this offense. The end of the first half, Ron.
Yeah.
D'Amico said, huh. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but D'Amico was like, ah, we get the ball, come out at halftime, man, we good. Like, no. You botched that. Like, that left 3 points, at least 3 points on the field. If not more, right? I mean, so they are going to be okay with those approaches and leaving points on the field as long as they are controlling the game defensively. And so we're never going to know whether Nick Cayley and C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins can score 30 a game or not. We just don't have that. We don't plug. We don't have that approach in our – which is fine, by the way. I'm not complaining. That's not the approach here.
Yeah. South Side Al, do you believe, as you're watching this team, they won 4 in a row, they went on the road to beat the Colts, do you think this is a formula in which they can win 3 games and get to a Super Bowl?
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
First of all, shout out to the Texans. And I told you, Ron, I told Clint Dustin I had some receipts. Jonathan Taylor ain't seen this front. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my defense. But let me say this and why I say no. This ain't a formula. And Clint can contest to this. Every week in the NFL Football League, all you listeners out there, every opponent is different. You have to evolve and you have to understand situational football. It may change. You may be in a different situation where you need to score 10 points with 5 minutes left in the game. You may have to kick a field goal. You don't know. So I'm just going to say keep it 1 week at a time. Don't be looking by playoff 1 week at a time. Clint know this. Prepare for what you're doing and keep it going. Let me say this about C.J. Stroud, Ron, and I'll hang up and listen. All y'all out there talking about C.J. Stroud, man, going on with that, man. The man throw for 270-some yards. Nico Collins don't get cute. He got a touchdown. Ain't nobody over there going to mess with C.J. Stroud. Man coming out for concussion, man. Man threw for 270. Y'all need to stop that, man. This is a new offense. We coming with a coordinator. Ain't never called games. You put C.J. Stroud on any one of these teams that's in the top two in their division with coordinators that they had 3-4 years, they'll be scoring 40. I'm done, man. Appreciate the call.
All right. All right, that's Southside Al. Yeah, I think for CJ, and we'll get to him coming up here in just a bit, coming out the way he did, coming off the concussion against a quality opponent on the road, a little hint. I think he played pretty well. And like I said, we'll get into that. He said no, and I understand it is different every week, but to be honest, can the formula work?
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.